It was during the afternoon of our fourth day under the trees, as I walked beside Infinity, that I remembered something about which I wanted to ask her. When I asked why I can't hear you and Oak when you communicate, and you told me that I can, but I don't, what did you mean?
You have the ability to hear us, but you do not use it. All humans do. Some horses try for many years to make their chosen humans aware of them before they finally penetrate the barriers of the human mind, and their person recognizes that their horse calls for them. You were aware of me so early because of our history together. Your mind yet blocks out all other horses.
You mean any human can communicate with any... I stopped in mid-thought. I felt acutely uncomfortable, and the hairs on the back of my neck stood bolt upright. My skin crawled as if small insects were groping their way over my entire body.
I feel it too. We are hunted.
Infinity's thought was edged with panic. As the woeful stared at us from behind, above, and to the left slightly, she revealed something of herself to us. She was only moderately hungry, but the scent of horse drew her like a moth to a flame. My heart hammered in my chest.
Go, Infinity, leave me. Alone you can escape her. I'll drop my backpack, maybe she'll go for that, and you can get as far away as possible. I'll find you once we are both clear of the woods. Please, Infinity, go now, go!
I tried to push her to go with my mind.
You carry my scent. She will hunt you now as readily as she hunts me. You are slower than I.
I was aware of how hard she strained against the flight response that her every instinct tried to initiate. I was terrified for her.
Please go, Infinity, please. She might still go for my backpack and leave me alone. Please just go.
I begged her.
We both live or we both die. We have work to do together, so we will live. Leave your possessions on the ground and sit on my back.
But I can't ride. I don't know how to. What if I hurt you? We still walked side by side in our usual unhurried pace, but it was becoming nearly as hard for me not to lose control and run as it was for Infinity.
Hurry.
I let go of my sack, stepped onto the trunk of a fallen tree to my left, and flung my right leg over her back. I grabbed hold of huge chunks of her mane in each hand, feeling extremely precarious astride her wide, warm back.
Hold tightly to me.
Was all the warning I had to close my legs around her sides as firmly as I could before she leapt forward into a fast canter. My upper body was left behind, and I almost lay down flat with my back to hers, which proved fortunate as a low-growing branch flew past just above my face. I managed to pull myself upright and then duck low over her neck just in time to miss another low branch, which snagged at the back of my jumper. My legs gripped hard, but I couldn't seem to help bouncing around on Infinity's back as she raced between the trees. The woodland was ancient deciduous, its huge trees spaced far enough apart that we were able to move at breakneck speed, but Infinity had to weave from left to right to avoid trees in her path. I stayed low with my arms wrapped around her neck in an attempt to avoid being flung from her back. At one point, Infinity darted to the right, and I found myself hanging from her left side, desperately trying to grip on with my right calf. She slowed and darted left towards a tree, where she halted momentarily, just long enough for me to push against the tree trunk and center myself on her back once more. Then we were off again. All the while, a crashing accompanied us from above and behind as the woeful pursued us through the trees. On the ground, she would be no match for Infinity's speed, but in the trees, she was in her element as she leapt and swung powerfully from tree to tree. Was it wishful thinking, or was the crashing behind us subsiding?